نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إذا رأيتم الرجل يعتاد المساجد فاشهدوا له بالإيمان، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through His mercy and grace granted various brothers and sisters to participate in this noble cause. And as a result of their contribution, as a result of their sacrifice, we are sitting here. Tonight, during the night of Friday, which is a blessed night, in this renovated building, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every person who has participated in the renovation of this building the places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, the places where salat is performed, places where Quran is being recited, places where ilm is being taught, these places are very, very precious and very beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that those places wherein a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't have to be a masjid, anywhere, at home, in the park, or in places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being disobeyed. Somebody happens to find himself in a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being disobeyed. And in order to safeguard himself from the whispers of shaitan and whispers of his nafs, he begins to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whenever the malaika look towards the earth, they can see nothing but darkness. Just like when we look towards the heavens during a dark night, then we can see nothing but darkness. Especially if we go in the jungle, if we go in the desert, if we go in the rural areas, villages, in third world countries where there are no lights, if we look around us, all around darkness. When we look towards the heavens, we can see nothing but darkness. The only thing that shines is the moon and the stars. So during a dark night, when we look up, the only thing we can see is the moon shining and the stars shining. So we can only see those places shining where there is a star or where there is the moon. Other than that, we can only see darkness. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the malaika look towards the earth from the heavens, then they can also see nothing but darkness. And only those places shine like stars for them where the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sits and remembers Allah. So somebody has gone for a walk in the park and the weather is nice. So he sits on the bench for a few moments just to benefit from the fresh air, from the good weather. And suddenly he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says Subhanallah, or he says Alhamdulillah, or he says Allahu Akbar. He looks at the trees, he looks at the leaves, he looks at the flowers, he looks at the green grass, he looks at the birds, and he remembers Allah and he says Subhanallah, he says Alhamdulillah, he says Allahu Akbar. So when he is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that place is dark. But as soon as he says Subhanallah, that place shines for the malaika like the star. So this is that place where a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe once in a year. Maybe the place where he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one has remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before him for 100 years. And maybe nobody will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sitting in that place for another 100 years. That place where nobody has remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which was nothing but darkness for the malaika, as soon as a person says Subhanallah, whilst he is saying Subhanallah, it's like the tube light coming on. And as soon as he stops the zikr, it's like the tube light going off. This is how blessed the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. When we say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, there is nothing but noor around us. Light, our body enlightens, our heart enlightens, the environment around us enlightens. But unfortunately, because we have become very materialistic, we cannot see that light. The pious people can see the light. When a person utters a word which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then darkness engulfs him. And when a person utters a word which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then light surrounds him from all four directions. And we will be able to see the results of our
bad deeds on the day of Qiyamah in the form of darknesses, and we will be able to see the results of our good amal on the day of Qiyamah in the form of nur, in the form of light. We will see light all around us. The pious people who did good in this world, when they will come onto the sirat, on the pool sirat, on the bridge of sirat, they will find light in front of them. And light, as a result of the light, they will be able to cross the sirat. And those people who did bad in this world, when they will come on the sirat, they will see nothing but darkness, pitch dark. And they will not be able to cross the sirat, because sirat will be more sharper than the edge of the sword. And it will take a person 500 years to cross the bridge of sirat, if he was to walk in his normal pace. So imagine a path, a bridge that you have to cross, which is sharper than the edge of the sword, and it takes you 500 years to cross it. And it's pitch dark, you cannot see anything. It is only through good amal, good deeds, we will be able to find light when we have to walk on the sirat. And those people who will do much good, and they will have nothing in their book of deeds except good amal, then the light will be so much, light will be so much for them, that they will cross the sirat in the speed of lightning. The journey of 500 years, they will cross with the speed of lightning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Allah is great, so His name is great. Allah is the creator of barakah, so His name has lot of barakah. And those people who mention His name, who do zikr of His name, their hearts become so enlightened that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that spiritually also they are alive. So physically they are alive and spiritually they are alive. And those people who don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, physically they may be alive, but it's possible that spiritually they are dead. مَسَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ. The example of the person who is alive and who is dead. The example of that person who remembers Allah and who does not remember Allah. مَسَلُ الْحَيَّ وَالْمَيِّدِ is like that person who is alive and that person who is dead. The one who continually remains in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a spiritually living person. And the person who is neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person who is spiritually dead. So friends, I was saying that that place where, which is not designated for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah is remembered, it will shine. So can we imagine that place which has been designated for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Five times salat is being performed here. Tilawat before, tilawat after. Ta'aleem, dars, bayan before Jummah, tasbih, zikr. So many things happen here. For at least 8 to 10 hours daily. 8 to 10 hours daily, something is happening here. So imagine how beloved this place must be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana As'adullah Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala, a very great scholar of the Indian subcontinent, he was a poet also. He mentioned a couplet regarding the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, I will translate it into English. He says, Rashk karta hai falak aisi zameen par asad. Rashk. Rashk means to envy someone, to envy something. So the heavens are majestic because the heavens are high. And the earth in comparison to the heavens is lowly. So when something which is high looks at something which is low, will not envy that place or that thing. It is the lowly thing that will envy the high place. So the earth should be envying the heavens, not the other way around, not vice versa. But he says, Rashk karta hai falak. Falak means the heavens. The heavens envy. The heavens envy. Rashk karta hai falak aisi zami par as'ad. He is speaking to himself and he is saying, O as'ad, the heavens envy that portion of the earth. The heavens should not be envying the earth because the earth is lowly and heavens are high. But that portion of the earth where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered for a few moments, that portion of the earth becomes so valuable that even the heavens envy that portion. So he says, Rashk karta hai falak aisi zami par asad jis pe do char ghadi zikre khuda hota hai. The heavens envy that portion of the earth wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered for a few moments. So all those people who have contributed in bringing this project to completion are worthy of congratulations. Because I believe, and we all believe, that if sincerity was there and if the contribution was halal, from halal sources, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become very happy with those people. So I will initiate today's talk by congratulating all the people who has participated financially. And sometimes a person cannot participate financially, so he participates physically by being active in the project. It's possible that a person has donated £5,000 because he is wealthy, but because he is busy and he does not have time, so physically he did not participate. And you may have another person who could only donate £50 or £5, but because he had time, he physically participated. Practically participate. And there are some people who can neither participate financially because they don't have the means, neither can they participate practically because they are busy, they don't have the time, or they are unwell, they are old. So they participate spiritually by praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, make this task easy for those people who are responsible to carry out the project. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rewarded each and every person who has taken part in any form, in any way. And I congratulate everybody. That is number one. Number two, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us any favor, then shukr becomes incumbent. We have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any favor, eyes, ears, life, children, health, wealth, ilm, the tawfiq to perform salat, iman. For every favor, shukr becomes incumbent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you are grateful to me, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will increase you in your favor. وَلَيْن كَفَرْتُمْ, and if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ, then my punishment is severe. So this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us innumerable favors. From amongst those favors, this is one favor. or from or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us innumerable favors until today, now he has granted us a new favor today. And shukr is incumbent upon all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to carry out this command of Allah, that be grateful to me. If you are grateful to me, I will increase you in the favor. And if you are ungrateful to me because you are disobeying me, then remember, my punishment is severe. Now, how can we absolve ourselves of this responsibility of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By doing three things. Regarding any favor, by doing three things. Number one, we must believe with our hearts and with our minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me this favor only through His grace and mercy without my deserving it. We did not deserve eyes. Before Allah granted us our eyes, what did we do for Allah? Before He gave us life, we didn't exist. What did we do for Allah? What did we do for Allah to deserve the ears? So regarding any favor, we must always believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me this favor only through His grace and mercy without my deserving the favor. Regarding this place of worship also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted all of us this favor without our deserving. That's number one. With the heart and mind we think. And number two, whenever the opportunity arises, we proclaim what is in our hearts and our minds with our tongue also. For example, when we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we want to say thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor, we should say, oh Allah, you have granted us this beautiful place, this very comfortable place, without my deserving. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. All praises be to Allah and all thanks to Allah. When we talk to our friends, family members regarding this place, we should say that we didn't deserve this place. We didn't deserve this place. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has granted us this place through His grace, through His mercy, through His kindness. So number one, we think with the heart and the mind that I didn't deserve this place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His grace and kindness granted me this place without my deserving. And number two, we say the same with our tongue to Allah and to our fellow Muslim brothers. And then we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. O Allah, all praises belong to you and all thanks belong to you. No credit goes to us. Whatever we were able to do, that is also your favor. This place is your favor. And you giving me the tawfiq to contribute towards this project was also a favor, because as a result of that, I will get so much in the hereafter. That is also your favor. It's not my favor on Allah, it's Allah's favor upon me. Two things. And third thing, to utilize that favor correctly according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the case of the eyes, number one, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this ni'mat of eyes only through His mercy, only through His grace, without my being deserving of it. Number two, we say to Allah that, oh Allah, eyes, ears, everything you have given me only through your grace. We say to people also, I didn't deserve anything. Whatever I have, Allah has granted to me without my being deserving of it. And we say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Whenever we remember any favor, say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. When we look at beautiful children, we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. If you look at a very nice house that Allah has provided for us, we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. A nice car, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Good health, we realize that I'm very healthy, we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And number three, we are taking the example of the eyes. Number three, we use this ni'mat of eyes in only observing those things which bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not use these eyes to observe those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then one will be able to claim that yes, I have been grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person believes that Allah has granted me these eyes only through His grace without my deserving. He also proclaims it with his tongue and he says, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. But he misuses his eyes. He is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this place only through His fadl, only through His grace, without we deserving it. Number two, we proclaim it as well with our tongues. We say to Allah also, we say to all our fellow Muslim brothers, sisters, that Allah, we didn't deserve this place. Allah has granted us this place. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. When this place was purchased many years ago, the people living in this area, majority of them did not even know that this place was being bought for the purpose of salat and for the purpose of madrasa. So is it difficult to believe that Allah granted us this place without our deserving it? Allah put it in the hearts of one or two individuals, and they bought this place. And Alhamdulillah, today it is so comfortable, it is so beautiful, it's so nice. People will feel like spending time in this place and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all the brothers who have contributed, and those brothers especially who led the project, who worried about us, who worried about the whole community in this area. So we believe this. We say this also. But the third thing is very important, that we utilize this place. Utilize this place. We come for 5 times salat. This is the very important part of the shukr. We come here, perform 5 times salat regularly. We come before salat, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recitation of the Quran. We remain after salat also, recitation of the Quran, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us may not be able to remain behind after fajr salat because we have to go to work, we have to go to school. Some of us may not be able to remain after the dhuhr salat because we still need to go to work. In winter, after asr also, after maghrib also. But we may be able to stay for a few minutes after Isha Salah. Majority of the Musallis, they have made a habit of coming to the masjid to relieve themselves of the responsibility of Salat. There is no interest in the masjid, I am sorry to say. We will come in the last minute and leave as soon as possible. No, we should have love for the places where salat is performed 5 times salat, whether it is ibadat khana or whether it is a shari masjid. And how much love is required? If you have love for these places to stay after salat for 1 hour, Alhamdulillah. If not, then half an hour. If not, then 15 minutes. If not, then at least 5 minutes extra to show that love, that no, I do have love. And my friends, believe you me, if you begin with 5 minutes, If you come with this in mind that I'm going to the masjid and I'm going to perform salat, and once my salat is over, I'm going to sit in the masjid for 5 minutes purely because I love the house of Allah. Purely for loving the masjid. Whether you just sit here doing nothing, or you sit in the masjid purely because you love that place and you do zikr also. You're sitting there doing zikr. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Or you engage in dua for 5 minutes, or you recite the Quran. But your habit is to leave the masjid daily. At 8:30 after Isha, after the Salat is over, now you will leave at 8:35. Believe you me, soon you will find that you want to stay for 10 minutes. And then you will feel that you want to stay for 15 minutes. Because when a person connects to the house of Allah, Allah connects to him. And when Allah will connect to you, it's like you're in a rush. And you just left the home or the masjid to go somewhere, and you meet a friend who connects to you. When he connects to you, you will connect to him. And before you know, you are 10 minutes late. But he will engage you. And he will engage you without boring you. Allah will engage you without boring you. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that those people who come early to the masjid, there are two ways of showing love towards the masjid. One is to come early. Instead of arriving at 8 o'clock for the salat, come at 10 to 8, come at 8:15, come at 20 to 8. And not spend time at the back in the foyer or the wudu area or outside. No, inside. And inside, not because we have to use this place correctly. That is part of shukr. We use this place incorrectly, again, that is violating the right of shukr. So those people who come early in the masjid, in the places of worship, and they engage in ibadah, or just sit there quietly, but they do not violate the rights of the masjid, they do not make noise, they do not talk about worldly affairs, then for as long as they are sitting waiting for the salat, the angels record them as if they are performing salat. So if a person comes 1 hour before salat, and he sits in one corner quietly, he doesn't do anything, and he sits for 1 hour before salat, it is as if he has come into the masjid and he has performed salat for 1 hour. Allah will reward him. And if he recites the Quran for 1 hour, it is as if he has recited the Quran and performed salat for 1 hour. And the person who remains in the masjid after the salat, he doesn't talk about worldly affairs. He doesn't make noise. He just sits there silently. If he engages in dua, if he engages in zikr, that's a plus point. But he just sits there doing nothing. Then what will he get after salah? Angels will make dua for him. Angels are appointed, and the angels make two dua for him. Allahumma kfir lahu warhamhu. O Allah, forgive his sins, and O Allah, have mercy upon him. We go to mashayikh, we go to pious people, and we request them to make dua for us. Here, we become deserving of the prayers of the innocent malaika, the angels who are immune from sins, ma'asoom. They make dua, O Allah, forgive his sins, and O Allah, have mercy upon him. If this dua is accepted, O Allah, forgive his sins, we are successful in the hereafter. And O Allah, have mercy upon him, then all our problems of this world will be solved, all our problems of the grave will be solved, and all our problems of the hereafter will be solved. Allahumma ghafir lahu wa rahamhu. And if a person sits after Asr Salat, listen very carefully, after Asr Salat, because the time between Asr and Maghrib is very short in winter, or in summer between Maghrib and Isha, and he sits, remains in the masjid waiting for the Maghrib Salah or waiting for the Isha Salah. So now he deserves both rewards. Because he has performed Asr Salah, and the person who remains in the masjid after performing Salah, the Malaika make dua for him. And because he is sitting in the masjid waiting for the next Salah, so he is as if he is performing Salah in the masjid. So friends, congratulations to all of you for bringing this project to completion. And my second appeal now is that renovating the building was not a very difficult task. This is the difficult task. Adorning the building is not difficult. Adorning the building with your good amal is difficult. Let us go with this resolution that inshallah we will adorn this masjid with our amal. As soon as we set our foot in this area, as soon as we set our foot in this area, no noise. Complete silence. Because we have to use this place correctly. And if we raise our voices, we are using it but not correctly. The culture in this building of ours should be that if anybody desires to talk, he should go outside into the foyer area, sit there and talk. Not here, not in these four walls. And if we see anyone raising voice within these four walls without necessity, then we should very politely remind him. Nicely. And my friends, if anybody reminds us, let us take his reminder wholeheartedly so that it becomes a culture. If a person will remind me once, twice, thrice, then it will become my habit not to misuse this place. And it will become the habit of every musalli, inshallah. And I urge our Imam Sahib also to remind us over and over again until this becomes the culture within these four walls. No noise. No noise. On a Friday, majority of the people finish their salat early. And you will have 4, 5, 6, 7 musallis who like to engage in ibadah for longer than the other people. We have finished, we are making noise at the back. Neither are we engaging in ibadat, nor are we letting other people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Why should we be unfair to these people? If we have finished, this place has been designated for worship, not to make noise. Let us go where making noise is permissible. That is outside, in the streets, at home, in the car, talk. Not here. So let us all make a firm resolution, especially those people who live in this area, that we will utilize this place correctly. We will come for 5 times salat regularly. That is number one. Number two, we will try to come as early as possible and we will try to remain for as long as possible after the salat, and we will use it correctly. Either we will sit silently. And benefit from the environment of the masjid, the sukoon of the masjid, the peace of the masjid. Or we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will recite the Quran. And we will not make noise. We will not misuse the place. And we will also participate in the programs that take place from the mimbar, from the front here. The ta'aleem, the durus of the Quran, the durus of the hadith, the durus of the seerah. Friday bayan, and we will send our children to the madrasa, and we will cooperate with the principal, we will cooperate with the management, so that our children acquire the highest level of Islamic education from this madrasa. And I will set a challenge for the musallis here, and the challenge is that it's a very, very small place. This place is very small in comparison to Islamic Dawah Academy, in comparison to Masjid-e-Umar, in comparison to Jami Masjid, even in comparison to Masjid-e-Nur and Masjid-e-Fala. It's very small. But I want all of you to behave in such a way that when any musalli from these big masjid come here, they go from here and take this masjid as an example. And they return to their masajid and they say that when we went to the Essex Street Masjid, it was so peaceful. Everybody was so quiet. Everybody was engaged in ibadah. This is the challenge that I'm leaving you with. And it's only a small community, so you will be able to do it, inshallah. And once you set this example, Then as the community increases, and inshallah, I was making dua after the fard salat, that oh Allah, let me in my life see a grand mosque here, a purpose-built grand mosque. I am so delighted to see this place today. And I was making dua after the Isha salat, that oh Allah, in my life, during my life, let me see a grand purpose-built masjid here. So if we create this culture today, then those people who will come after us, and when they will behave in a similar manner, Allah will reward us for paving the way for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all acceptance, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to value this ni'mat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard this place from every type of shar, evil, every type of fitna, every type of friction, and every type of disunity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the hearts of all the brothers of this locality. And may you all work hard with love, with harmony, and may you work hard to bring progress to the Muslim community in this area and become an example for the non-Muslims who are living in this area also. And may you all work hard and safeguard our future generations. جزاكم الله خيرا وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء، وبرد العيش بعد الموت، ولذة النظر إلى وجهك، والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها، وخير أعمارنا أواخرها، وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله، ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم أذهب الباس، رب الناس، اشف أنت الشافي، لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك، شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم اجعلنا، اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض، أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة، توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين.
اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك ووشاكك ووشاك حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.